This is WABF. It is 827 and 73 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Special Projects and Grants Manager Jessica Walker into the studio with us from the City of Fairhope. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Lori. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And I saw new changes on my way to work this morning that you ought to tell us about concerning the Church Street infrastructure project and even my detour. My detour was closed.
I know. We're kind of all over the place right now here in the city. So to answer your first question, Church Street project. So, not a big surprise. We've had the Fairhope Church intersection closed now for a little over 2 weeks to be able to go in and do that the necessary infrastructure work. This has made it a little bit of a maze in downtown for vehicular traffic. Pedestrian traffic is still open. There's all the sidewalks are open and the shops are open. But vehicular traffic is a little bit of a different bear. Well, this morning we're making it even a little bit more difficult, but for a very good reason. So here on North Church in front of WABF, so between Magnolia and Fairhope Avenue, our guys decided to come in this morning and do all of the curbing that had not been done yet from the last section. So they're doing curbing and they're putting in ADA ramps and they're working on gutters, which is really wonderful because I honestly didn't think we were going to be able to get to this until later in the project. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that we're able to do it right now is pretty awesome. But unfortunately, that means that on-street parking is not going to be as available right here on this block of North Church for the next 2 days while they complete it. I do think that the ends justify the means, though.
Absolutely.
So, because I think even just last week, not even a week ago, you and I walked by and you and I were talking about the fact that there was no curbing up. Mm-hmm. And so, so we're really thankful to be able to put that up today and tomorrow. And then also, unrelated to this project completely, over on Summit between Magnolia and Fairhope, we have that intermittently closed today and tomorrow for some emergency wastewater work that needs to be done. Again, completely separate from the project that we're currently doing, but it's necessary and it has to be done.
Absolutely. For those that aren't familiar, just give us an overview, as if no one's heard it before, of what the Church Street infrastructure project is.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you put it that way because we talk about it so often. I mean, it is ingrained in everything that we're doing right now, but we forget that a lot of people maybe don't know what's going on. They walk downtown or they drive downtown and they see that it's a mess and they don't understand. So here's my elevator speech. The Church Street infrastructure project is replacing aging infrastructure that includes all of your water, wastewater, gas, and stormwater pipes underneath the ground. These haven't been touched in decades. This project is upsizing them and making them possible and more efficient and resilient for the next 20 to 30 plus years, which is really great for the health of our community.
To accommodate the growth.
Absolutely, to accommodate the growth. And also to accommodate, a lot has changed in the last, five decades. A lot has changed in how they work infrastructure, what those pipes look like, how mm-hmm. they are able to really convey stormwater to where it needs to be conveyed. So this is really updating that and making it more resilient for all of us.
And that project that began at Oak and North Church, all the way to Fells Avenue.
Correct. Now, the good news is, unfortunately for you, Lori, and for your neighbors here on North Church, and also for the residents on Oak, as you get closer to the bay, as you get closer to the wastewater treatment plant, as you get closer to these things, those pipes get larger. So we started on the largest section a year ago. We started where the pipes were the largest and the junction boxes were the largest. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked over and over again about how those, if you really look in there and you see how big those boxes are, those are people-sized boxes. It's a lot that has to convey that water and the and then all of those infrastructure services. But as we move closer to Fells, those pipes will continue to get smaller, which means that it will be less invasive as we go. Mm-hmm. So instead of a full shutdown, we're hoping that it'll be a one-lane shutdown as we get through the intersection. So that remains to be seen. We're still working on that.
Right.
I had a great conversation with a business owner in DeLamar yesterday who was worried about the next section of this Church Street project and whether or not it was going to shut down DeLamar. And we're hopeful that we're not going to have to do that because, again, as we get out of the intersection, things get smaller.
But you're really at the mercy of the contractor. Well, just like today, when they say, we've decided to do this, you've got to backpedal and say, guess what, merchants and the public, we're doing this.
Well, we're really at the mercy of what is underneath the ground.
Okay.
Because in some cases, I mean, we would love to say that we have everything mapped completely, but these things have, I mean, our city has been around now for over 125 years. Things have been going in the ground for over 125 years now. And so as you get in there, it is a little bit of a treasure hunt. I like to think of it that way as opposed to anything that's negative. But it is. We're finding things that we did not know or that were not mapped. And that does make it more difficult mm-hmm. as we go. And that's really nobody's fault. It's just where we are. You know, I don't want to say that we're paying for the sins of the past, because I don't think that is fair. I think that people do what they can with what they have, where they are. And unfortunately now, what we have and where we are is far greater than where we
sure.
were decades ago.
Well, you have to update and modernize sure. aging infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Okay. And in addition to the Church Street infrastructure project, there is an electrical upgrade project
correct.
Going on that's affecting traffic mostly on
Nichols at
right
this point
now.
Exactly. So that is this is part of a project that was started in 2019 that upgraded my brain has now just stopped. I haven't had enough caffeine yet.
Electrical poles and
Thank
wires.
Thank you. Well, this is upgrading the electrical poles and wires, but that upgraded our substations.
Oh,
so
okay,
it started
right.
with the substation upgrades, and it's continuing now. We're at the last year of that project, which means that we do have to upgrade poles. We do have to upgrade wires as they are going into those substations. And so we started this about maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now. Time is a little bit of a void, I hate to tell you. But we started this a few weeks ago, and we expect to be done by next March. What this looks like is that, you know, portions of roadway will be closed to through traffic Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. This week, that we're on the west side of Nichols between Young and Mershon. We said on Sunday, whenever we you know, gave you the weekly update, that the progress might move toward Mershon and School toward the end of the week, but obviously yesterday's rain mm-hmm. event and the projected rain this afternoon may affect that. You know, it's a small portion of road. We understand that if you're coming from that portion, that doesn't matter. If it's a small portion of road, it is a big problem. But again, the overall, just like Church Street, the overall effect of this is going to be, you know, upgraded systems for us. It's going to make things more reliant and more efficient. And I would think that as a customer of these utilities, that is a very welcome thing.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Jessica Walker with the City of Fairhope. Oh, the first Wednesday of the month is reserved for a City of Fairhope department head on Community Contact. And it's enjoyable and interesting to interview different ones. And Jessica, you're my favorite.
I won't tell anybody.
Let's see. What else have we not? On the other side of Nichols, the other side of Greeno or 98 from Nichols, is a new crosswalk. Y'all keep calling it a crosswalk, but it's a speed calming device. It's not like other crosswalks downtown.
Well, the good news is that I am not in the intimate vocabulary
of that
one. I'm not. But I mean, I do know that is an area. We closed that portion for 2 days last week mm-hmm. in order to install that. There are more people walking on that section. There are more people crossing that road, and to be immediately off of Greeno, where it's such heavy traffic, I do think that it will be beneficial
yes.
in the future, especially as that area continues to grow. I mean, we're growing everywhere. So,
yes, we are. But there you've got the Fairhope Brewery and the Hope Farm and another retail, a bar and a restaurant
correct.
And a gas station.
Everything.
And folks are constantly walking across the street.
Absolutely. So
crosswalk is for pedestrian safety, and why not make the car slow down while you're in the process?
Absolutely. And, you know, I know Ox Kitchen has recently relocated
that's right.
over
mm-hmm.
to that area, so you see that beginning to grow. And I mean, you know what parking looks like. I mean, if you can find a place to park and then walk where you want to go, we
mm-hmm.
want to make it as safe as possible for everybody. So
absolutely.
I mean, I'm really bad at crossing the road, so I appreciate it whenever we have some kind of crosswalk that gets people there will be some signals that go in there that have not been placed yet, I don't believe.
Okay.
So be looking for that to come, but that will not require a shutdown of the road again.
What other projects are you in charge of?
So we are... it's so strange. Right now it feels like it's just Church Street, but it's not. You know, we've got a million and one things happening in the city right now. And it's awesome and it's exciting and it's you'll appreciate this, I think. Every time I see a couple people around town, they say, "Well, you look so tired." And I just, I laugh.
They
and
should
I,
not
and
say that
I go
to
get
you.
Some more concealer. But, you know, I look at our elected officials, and they are working so hard. They are clearly working so hard. You know, last week was Mayor Sullivan's birthday, and she was going to take some time off. And I don't know that she was able to because there are so many mm-hmm. things happening. And you know, she's a great steward of our resources here in the city, and she's a really good leader. So we might all look really tired, but it's going to be worth it in the end.
That's great. And you still oversee the city, the app?
Right now, yes, I do. I sure do. And the Facebook page. And so if you, I told some people last week, if you're making comments on the Facebook page or mean ones, you could just call me.
Right.
You could just call me. We could have a conversation about it. Or I could just come see you. Either way, I don't mind. But it's really important to remember that there are people on the other side of pages on Facebook. There are people who are reading that, and we see it, and we're trying to fix things as they come along. But in many cases, you know, complaints that people have, they make them only on Facebook. And so we want to encourage you, don't just make them on Facebook. Call us. I mean, I'm really accessible. I'm downtown all the time. You can find me, and I normally have on sneakers and a vest. So.
I've been seeing you do some videos.
We have. We are going to continue to do those. Last week we started when we let the girls over at Private Gallery kind of take over.
We should do one here. Like,
I know.
I'm on the radio now.
Here we go.
The
girls from Private Gallery took over, and we highlighted a couple businesses last week, or I guess Monday. I posted another one where I highlighted a couple of businesses. We'll continue to do that throughout this closure because it's so important to know that these businesses are open. You know, we have availability through walking. Our parking garage is open for you to park in. It's free, and Mr. Mickey runs our golf cart shuttle. Mr. Mickey will come pick you up. He will drive you around. You will have a lovely conversation. He'll come back and pick you up and take you and your all your wares that you found and your shopping back up to your car.
I see him out and about. He's still operating Monday through Friday, 10 to 2.
10 to 2 okay. At this time. I mean, we really, you know, we've had some questions from some business owners about why those hours are not extended. But we have to show that people are utilizing that in order to really advocate for those hours to mm-hmm. be extended. So I really want to encourage people, and I'm going to find the phone number because you may have it closer than I do, but
I'll try to find it. I know it's 850 something.
Correct.
But I'll try to pull it up.
But more than that, you'll see him. He drives by all the time. You can just hold your hand out, and he will see you and stop. A lot of these businesses have his flyer in their businesses. I know I've dropped those off at multiple businesses. So we want to encourage you. And he's such a lovely man. That is a handicapped accessible golf cart shuttle as well. I mean, there is a space for a wheelchair on that golf cart shuttle. So we encourage you. There it is.
850-6348.
Absolutely. And we will share that again as a city later today so that it'll be top of mind for everyone. But, you know, we want to make sure that people are utilizing that. Additionally, the last time I was here and talked to you, we talked about the e-newsletter.
That's right.
We got a way for people to sign up for that very
oh, good.
Easily.
What do we do?
So you are easy. It's easy to sign up for that now through the fairhopeal.gov. If you go over to the news section, you'll see a sign up for the e-newsletter. All you have to do is type in your name and your email address, and you will be signed up for it. It comes
I
to
like
me.
I like that letter.
Yeah, it'll make a big difference. It is we'd send that out. We try to send that out weekly or bi-weekly. It just really depends on like timing and what's
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
We send the city sketches through that. So if you're not getting that at your home, you can see that through that e-newsletter. But it's just a great way for us to continue to touch people. And so here's a great news. So we've got 13,500 people that are signed up for that newsletter. 50% of those people actually open it and click on links and go through it because we can kind of see the metrics. Now, I can't see who it was that clicked on it, but it does show you the numbers. And so knowing that that is, you know, 7,000 people, 6,000 people who are touching that and seeing it, that's pretty great. That's better than Facebook. So
that's good.
So we want to encourage you to do that. If you get it, it'll come directly from my email address. And if you respond to it, you'll get me. So it's pretty easy to do.
busy woman you are.
I always love coming in.
You don't look tired. You look fantastic. I can't believe people actually tell you that.
I'm okay with it, though, because it is. But that means we're doing really good work, right?
That's right.
That means we're doing good work. So thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
our special projects and grants manager, Jessica Sawyer-Walker, with the City of Fairhope. If you missed part of this or want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.